Claircast, episode 5, Just Dictate It. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Claircast, our occasional podcast on technology that we find it interesting to talk about. It isn't always a window for our own products, it just happened that way for the last two. Brian's right here. So hello.
Hello.
Be sociable.
we only did this a few days ago. We've had a couple of podcasts in quick succession this time.
Now, last time we brought out the new version of JSA, and we've been really pleased with how that's going down. And this time, we're bringing something very new as opposed to a product that's been going for 12 years. And we really are extremely pumped about this one, as they say. Really, really, really excited because this is something very new indeed. This is a product called JDictate. Now, it's fair to say, isn't it, that for a person who can use a computer keyboard and who wants to just be able to dictate into the computer and wants to just increase productivity, JSA might not be the tool that they need. Would you say that's accurate?
That is very fair. JSA, if you haven't heard the previous podcast, is a product that we produce that allows you to completely control the computer using your voice. And that means every aspect of control.
Basically means you don't have to touch the computer at all. Every single aspect can be controlled with your voice. But obviously that does mean, because you don't touch keys, it does slow things down just a little bit. This new product, you do use the keyboard and your voice, don't you, to control the computer?
That's right. It's all about productivity. So what we were finding was that some people were using JSA in the workplace because they wanted to quickly dictate text. I can type at about 90 words per minute, but I can't type as fast as I can speak. And that's the case for many people who even can't type at that speed. So imagine a situation where you're quite good at using the keyboard to edit text or to navigate around Windows and its applications. But in order to improve your productivity, what you want to be able to do is to dictate text into documents, emails, or wherever you happen to be. That is what JDictate is all about.
Let me just see if I've got this right. We have a fully functional product that works using JAWS for Windows and Dragon, naturally speaking. And it will let you use the keyboard to navigate and do what you need to do with the keyboard, but will also let you dictate text into the computer.
That's right. And you can dictate into pretty much anywhere. To be honest, we've tested it in a variety of situations, word processors, email clients, on the internet, in Twitter clients, in Skype. Just about anywhere that you would want to be able to edit text or compose text, you can dictate.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, that brings up a lot of different questions. And the first one is, well, if you can do all that, why can you not just use JAWS and Dragon, naturally speaking?
Well, there are a few points that are inaccessible as far as Dragon is concerned if you were to use JAWS alone. With JDictate, we give you a lot of spoken guidance when you're creating what we call your voice profile for the first time. When you set up Dragon, it needs to gain an awareness of how you speak and the background noise, any ambient sounds that may be captured by the microphone. So we give you some guidance there. There are 28 options that need to be set within Dragon in order for it to successfully work with screen readers. Rather than the user having to do that themselves, we do that in the background or for you. We echo back the text when you dictate. So whenever you speak a phrase, it's going to echo it back. And that's very important so that you know that what you've said has been successfully recognized. We give you accessibility to Dragon's correction system so that you can educate the software so that it learns how you pronounce words and phrases. We have guidance utilities and tools for audio transcription, if that's appropriate. We'll talk about that later. And finally, we give you access to Dragon's vocabulary editor. Now, without JDictate, there is a significant part of that that is inaccessible. But as you'll see as we go through this, it's actually quite important.
For those who might have heard the JSO podcast, we were talking about increased flexibility within that product so that you could use JSO with different versions of JAWS. And the flexible angle has been very much more emphasized, hasn't it, with using JDictate. I understand that the kind of Dragon you can use is not the high-end Dragon that you need for JSO. And I also understand that the versions of JAWS is very much wider.
That is definitely right. Two very good points there. With JC, it has to use, as you say, Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional. But the beauty of JDictate is that you don't need the more expensive Dragon product. You can actually use the lower end products. And what we're supporting here with JDictate is Dragon Naturally Speaking Home, which is the less expensive in the Nuance product range, and also Dragon Naturally Speaking Premium. There are some differences. We'll talk about those perhaps a little later, but those are the two products that we're supporting. So typically, in UK pounds at least, Dragon Naturally Speaking Home is £80 and Dragon Premium is about £130.
I mean, any access technology is never going to cost pennies, obviously, but we're going from a sizable sum of money for JSA plus Dragon to something that is very save-upable for, aren't we, if you're wanting to buy Dragon Home and JDictate just per se.
If you've wanted to use voice recognition for productivity purposes, you have undoubtedly had to spend quite a lot of money in order to do that. Now, with a very good quality headset that we do recommend, you could potentially get a whole solution for £180. And also, as you pointed out, the versions of JAWS that JDictate supports is very wide. So we're going here from JAWS version 11 through to 16.
So it doesn't involve an expensive JAWS upgrade either if you can't do that. It's a wide field of choices that you have to play with.
It really is.
Which computing applications does JDictate support?
Well, as I say, pretty much anything. I gave a few examples earlier on. So if you don't happen to have Microsoft Office, it really doesn't matter. We prefer that you do because some of the support is a little bit better in, for example, Microsoft Word than it is in some of the other word processors. But you can use, for example, HJPad. Dragon has its own word processor called DragonPad. You can use Mozilla Thunderbird as an email client, Microsoft Outlook. And if you find that Dragon does not successfully interact with a particular application, and that's quite rare these days, we do give a strategy in our tutorial so that you can work with what we call a non-standard application.
And the other important thing to say is that Lisi will also work very well on any machine that you're running JDictate on.
Yes, definitely. So if you have our Lisi product, either Lisi Total Package or Lisi Advanced, JDictate is an ideal companion because, after all, the whole point about Lisi Basic, which is part of Lisi Total Package in particular, it is designed for new users. And by definition, those new users may not be good keyboardists. So the ability to be able to speak to the computer would really help, I would think.
Having gone over the basics then, could we now have a quick demonstration of what dictating to the computer with JDictate might be like?
Absolutely. So I have created a new voice profile, and I wanted to do this so that you would gain a good understanding of how accurate voice recognition can be, even if it's only had 30 seconds training. I'm using the headset that we would typically recommend for Dragon users, and the microphone can be in any one of two conditions. It can be awake or asleep. When it's activated, in other words, it's awake, you hear a musical chord sound, and when it's deactivated, put to sleep, you hear a closed door sound. I'm in a blank Microsoft Word document right now.
Document 1 compatibility mode Word, print view, edit.
I'm going to activate the microphone with a keystroke. It's a toggle keystroke, meaning that you can press it repeatedly and it will activate and deactivate the microphone as appropriate. All the JDictate keystrokes can be changed, if you wish, via the JAWS keyboard manager. You don't have to accept our assignments. And the hotkey help that we have built into JDictate will also track along with you. So if you do change the keystrokes and you forget what they are, you can simply go into the help and they will be reflected there. So let me activate the microphone now and I'll do some basic dictation. Dear Miss Parker, new paragraph.
Dear Miss Parker, new paragraph.
It was a pleasure meeting you at the conference last week, full stop.
It was a pleasure meeting you at the conference last week, full stop.
As we discussed, comma, I sincerely believe that the product range from our company...
As we discussed, comma, I sincerely believe that the product range from our company...
...can streamline your production process, full stop.
Can streamline your production process, full stop.
If you are still willing, comma...
If you are still willing, comma.
I would like to bring some of the key members of my team along with me.
I would like to bring some of the key members of my team along with me.
To meet with you, full stop.
To meet with you, full stop.
We would like to give you an overview of our services.
We would like to give you an overview of our services.
And discuss the best plan to suit your needs, full stop, new paragraph.
And discuss the best plan to suit your needs, full stop, new paragraph.
That was excellent, and JAWS through JDictate was echoing the text back very fast. Remember that this computer that I'm using is doing a lot of work. It's obviously running JAWS, Dragon, JDictate, and it's doing the recording as well of this podcast. So there is quite a bit of processing going on, yet the response was still very good. If I now examine the content of the document...
Top of file, dear Miss Parker. Blank, it was a pleasure meeting you at the conference last week. As we discussed, I sincerely believe that the product range from...
You can see it's all there, and it's completely accurate, just as you heard. Now, certainly, when you begin using the system, you would dictate your sentences and paragraphs in short chunks, as I was doing. What I was trying to do in most cases was to lead up to a punctuation mark and stop there so that you could hear the text being announced back. And as I say, that is how someone who was new to voice recognition technology may well start out, because it's important to understand what's going on, and you won't be used to talking to the computer anyway. But JDictate is all about improving your productivity. So what I'd like to do is to demonstrate how you can dictate much longer chunks of text. But I must stress that you should only do this if you're very, very confident at using voice recognition technology. Otherwise, you could be in severe danger of gabbling and the software simply won't understand what you say. Mrs. K. Patel, New Line, 42 High Street, New Line, Bolton, New Line, BL931PY, new paragraph.
MRS K. Patel, New Line, 42 High Street, New Line, Bolton, New Line, BL931PY, new paragraph.
Dear Mrs. Patel, new paragraph, all caps on, teaching at our school next term, all caps off, new paragraph.
Dear MRS Patel, new paragraph, all caps on, teaching at our school next term, all caps off, new paragraph.
I am so pleased that you will be starting to teach at our school on the 23rd of April, full stop. I thought it would be helpful if I let you know...
I am so pleased that you will be starting to teach at our school on the 23rd of April, full stop. I thought it would be helpful if I let you know...
Details of some of the pupils you will be teaching, full stop, new paragraph.
Details of some of the pupils you will be teaching, full stop, new paragraph.
Insert 3x2 table.
Insert 3x2 table, table 1, uniform table, blank, row 1 of 2, column 1 of 3.
Cap name,
blank, column 2 of 3.
Cap age,
blank, column 3 of 3.
Cap attainment,
blank, row 2 of 2, column 1 of 3.
Emily,
Emily, blank, column 2 of 3.
Numeral 6,
numeral 6, blank, column 3 of 3, last cell in table.
55%,
55%, table 1, uniform.
Aisha,
Aisha. Blank, column.
Numeral 5.
Numeral 5. Blank, column 3 of 3.
89%.
89%. Table 1.
Darren.
Darren. Blank, column.
Numeral 6.
Numeral 6. Blank, column.
75%.
75%.
So a number of things were happening there. First of all, I was dictating in long strings of text. The second is I used some commands that we do talk about in our tutorial for JDictate. One of them was all caps on, and the other was all caps off, of course, to denote capitalization. I was also using the word cap to indicate an initial capital. The next thing was I created a table. I was simply pressing the tab key to move from one cell to the next. Jaws was, from time to time, speaking quite a lot of information. For example, when I got to the final cell in the table, it was about to tell me that pressing the tab key would cause an extra row to be created, and I didn't want to hear all that. So what I was doing was pressing the tab key, pressing the control key to silence the speech, and then dictating what I wanted. I then pressed tab to move to the next cell, and I was, of course, pressing the tab and the control key with one hand. So what I'm saying is, there's a good mixture here between using keyboard skills and your voice to be very, very productive.
Wow, that is just so cool and so fast. I'm used to hearing you dictating with Jaysay, and Jaysay is great, but that is just as quick as a wink. I just can't believe how fast that is.
Well, as I say, it's all about good use of a combination of using your voice and the keyboard. That's the whole partnership that we're working to here. And using the two in tandem, you really can get a lot done.
Absolutely. I just can't get over that. So I noticed there that you were using the option of having Jaws echo what you'd dictated straight back to you as soon as you'd finished speaking. Are there other options?
Yes, there are two other options. You can either choose not to have echo back at all. That comes back to the point, well, why have G dictate? Well, as I've already explained, there are lots of other advantages too. But you can turn it off either temporarily or permanently if you wish. But there's another option that some people use, and that is to have the sentence reported back to you when it is completed. So, for example, when you say full stop or period, question mark, exclamation mark, only then will G dictate echo back the sentence.
Oh, that's cool. Very intuitive as well.
Well, I think it might have been helpful there, particularly when I was dictating long strings of text. We might not have wanted to hear all that text echoed back, so just the most recent sentence might have been helpful.
Now, what happens if Dragon makes an error? Temptation might be, mightn't it, to just, because you're right there in a Word document and you've got the keyboard in front of you, you might just pop in, find the place and correct it, ding, dang, dong, and that's that. But temptation mustn't be given into. You really mustn't do that. It's better to do it through Dragon, isn't it? Can you tell us why?
Yeah, it is better to do it because just as you're learning how to use the product, it needs to learn from you as to how you say different words and phrases. So there are a number of ways that you can educate the software to learn how you pronounce different things. And one of those is by using Dragon's correction system. We do provide a very good keyboard mechanism for you getting right into the correction system. You can then type in the word or phrase as it should be. You can press enter and it's then educated. There are other things that you can do. So if you're not particularly good at spelling, we have tools for that as well. Also, we have a facility available for Dragon Premium users only, and this is called My Words. And what you can do with that is you can add lots of custom words and phrases to the dictionary all in one go, and then import them directly into your speech files. Now, if you don't have Dragon Premium, there's no problem. There is a facility in Dragon Home, and in a moment when we talk about Twitter and Facebook, we're actually going to demonstrate how you might add a custom word in that regard too.
Suppose you have text that you regularly need to add to a document, like say you were dictating letters just there. Suppose you need to add a signature with your job title and perhaps the company name and address and blah de blah 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 blah. Is there a way of doing that in shorthand so that you don't have to say it all the time?
There definitely is in Dragon Premium. So let me explain the difference, I think, between Dragon Home and Premium. So with Dragon Home, you can do pretty much any dictation that you want, and you can interact with all the applications that we've just been talking about. There's no problem. You can also add custom words one at a time, and again, we're going to be demonstrating that shortly. Dragon Premium has three distinct advantages. The first is that you can use our My Words facility that I spoke about a moment ago. Point number two, you can add what we call text commands. And this is what you're referring to here, Lulu. So you can create a voice command so that when you speak that word or phrase, it will reproduce as much text as you like. And you can insert text and graphics into those commands. So a good example would be a signature. You could have "Yours sincerely, 5 blank lines, Brian Hartgen." But if you wanted to, you could scan an image of your handwritten signature into this if you wanted to. So when you print out the letter, it looks like you've actually signed it.
Oh, how cool is that?
And that is ideal for blind people, I think. Really, really good. So that's point number two. And number three, we're going to be talking about audio transcription to be able to dictate text into a portable recorder and have it transcribed. That facility is also available in Premium, but not Home.
Talking about audio transcription, which we are now going to come on to, this is going to be a major, major productivity tool for people who work away from the computer. They go to conferences, they go to meetings, anywhere where they're not handy to a keyboard and they want to take notes and then they want to come back and have them transcribed. This is just going to be such a major thing. Obviously, we have to remember that the rules of dictation apply. This is not Star Trek. You can't mumble, you can't gabble. The computer has to be able to understand you. Having said that, though, this is going to be such a cool thing, isn't it, to actually be able to dictate onto a recorder, have it then be transcribed straight into a document. Even if you dictate it onto your iPhone, you could then use an app to then get it onto your computer at home. I mean, how cool is that, really?
I know, great synchronization. So just sync it back to the computer and you can have your audio notes or reports, whatever it is, transcribed as text. It's all about productivity.
Give us a demo of that then. How does that work?
So I've created a file on my Plex Talk. It's the dictation of a very short letter. And I'm going to let you hear that now so that you can determine that there is a little bit of background noise there and that we're not cheating. This really does work. So let's hear the file and then we'll go through the process of transcribing that into text. Dear Mr. Johnson, new paragraph. I am writing to you concerning a recent purchase of CDs, full stop. Approximately 2 weeks ago, comma, on 15 January, comma, I ordered a total of 50 CDs from your website, full stop. I received email confirmation that payment had been received, full stop. New paragraph. According to your website, comma, shipments should reach their destinations within 3 to 5 working days, full stop. But I have yet to receive them, full stop. Do you have any information on what may have happened to the shipment? Question mark. I'm focused on Microsoft Word at the moment. One of the most important steps in the process is that we need to tell JDictate that this is the window where the text should be transcribed. So there is a keystroke for that. I'm going to press it now.
Document 1 compatibility mode Word is assigned as the transcription edit window.
Now we're going to go into Dragon's transcription dialog.
Transcribe dialog. Transcribe a recorded audio file. Select the audio file you would like Dragon to transcribe.
I'm going to press Alt-B, which is the browse button.
Open dialog. File name. Edit combo.
And I'm going to browse to the file that I want to transcribe. Now, do bear in mind that Dragon does remember the last folder that you browsed within. So it may be helpful to put all your recordings in one folder.
Podcast dictation.wav 9 of 21.
That's my letter. I'm going to press enter on that.
File name, edit, ctem podcast dictation.wav.
Now I'm going to press Alt-T for transcribe.
Document 1 compatibility mode Word located, transcribing.
And we'll just wait. That indicates that transcription is going on.
Complete.
And the process is complete. Now, it is, as you know, a very short letter, but let's see how it fared.
Top of file. Dear Mr. Johnson, Glenn, I am writing to you concerning a recent purchase of CDs approximately 2 weeks ago on 15 January. I ordered a total of 50 CDs from your website. I received email confirmation that payment had been received. Glenn, according to your website, shipments should reach their destinations within 3 to 5 working days, but I have yet to receive them. Do you have any information on what may have happened to the shipment?
That's perfect. Now, if it had made mistakes, and that is quite possible, you can easily correct them. You can select the text, you can go into Dragon's correction dialog, and you can simply type in what the word should be. And hopefully, Dragon should learn from its mistakes, and it shouldn't make that error again. But it's just so easy to be able to transcribe text from audio. So hopefully, Lulu, what you were picking up from that was that JDictate gives great support during the audio transcription process, because what you can't do while it's transcribing is start moving around the document.
I was going to say, I really like that. It's actually so it's something you picked up from somebody not too far away.
That's right.
It was back in the fairy paw scripting days. I said, you can't have total silence while something's going on, or somebody's going to say, it's not working.
You can't do that because obviously it's transcribing. So if you move the cursor, then you're going to have some serious text editing problems. But at the same time, you need to know when it's finished.
Yes, I really do like that feature that you do have this little alert going off that something is happening. That's really, really cool. If there's one thing I hate, it's I hate silence. Oh, nothing's happening. What's going on? If you've got a 30-page document and you don't know whether it's doing anything, it isn't physically set up to give you a progress report, you know.
You're going to have some problems, definitely, because I would say that was a couple of paragraphs.
Yes.
And it took about, 15, 20 seconds. But as you say, it could be much longer than that.
Absolutely. Right. Now, you said that anywhere that you would want to compose and edit text, you could dictate. Now, this sets out some very interesting possibilities, like Skype chats.
Yep.
Like Facebook chats.
Yes.
Like any kind of web-based chat rooms, that kind of place.
Yes.
But what about places like Facebook, like Twitter? Little birds tell me that there is an easier way to do this than to actually open a Twitter client and dictate into it and press enter. And isn't there an easy way to do this?
Well, sure, you can do all of those things. So if you do prefer using a specialist Twitter client or even a mainstream one, that's possible. But Dragon itself can post directly to Facebook and Twitter. From within any application, you can tell it, this is what I want to post to Twitter or Facebook. You can dictate your status. And that's it. The job's pretty much done.
Right. Now, this is the interesting bit. Show us this demo of how you can actually use Dragon and JDictate to be able not only to post status messages, but DMs and mentions.
What you can do is add what we call a custom word to the Dragon Dictionary. And we do spend a lot of time in the tutorial for JDictate explaining not only about what custom words are, but also precisely how you go about adding them. I send DMs to Lulu quite a lot, so what I'm going to do is create a custom word so that when I say direct Lulu, it is going to send her a direct message on Twitter. I'm going to go into the vocabulary section of Dragon and create a new custom word.
Add word or phrase dialog. Speller type the word S to add to the vocabulary. Edit Alt plus S.
So here it's asking what the word is. Well, the syntax for sending a direct message to somebody on Twitter is D space and then the Twitter username. So Lulu's Twitter username is Lulu_bear. So I'm going to type that in now. I've got my keyboard echo turned off, by the way. But I've typed that in. I'm going to read the current line.
Speller type the word S to add to the vocabulary. Edit D Lulu Bear.
Now I'm going to press tab.
Spoken form if different. Edit Alt plus O.
This is the crucial part, the spoken form. Because the spoken form, in other words, what you want to say, is not D Lulu Bear. Because Dragon may not understand that. So I'm going to put in here, direct Lulu. And it's very important that if you're adding such terminology to Dragon, you be consistent about this. So if you were going to create lots of custom words to send direct messages to people or mention, maybe give some thought to it first. So make all such custom words direct, mention, or maybe hashtag. So you might say direct Lulu or mention Lulu. This is important because if you wanted to delete any of these, then they would be easier to find in Dragon's vocabulary editor. And without JDictate, there is part of the vocabulary editor that is inaccessible and makes it very difficult to find your custom words. But with JDictate, it's absolutely no problem at all. It is all accessible. So I've typed all this in now. I'm going to press Tab.
I want to train the pronunciation of this word or phrase. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus T.
Now, optionally, you can train the pronunciation of the word. By default, the checkbox is unchecked. But I'm actually going to check it.
Checked.
And I'm going to press Tab.
Add button. Alt plus A.
So we're going to add the word now. Press Space.
Train words dialog. Click Go to begin recording your speech. Go button. Alt plus G.
We're now on the Go button, and when I press the space bar on this, JAWS has been programmed through JDictate to be silent until the training is complete. So I'm going to put my headset back on, and I'm going to train this word. Direct Lulu.
Done button. Alt plus D.
So the done button is available. Now that we've trained the word, I'm going to press space.
Studio Recorder Document 2.
And here I am back to Studio Recorder, because that's what I'm recording this demonstration in. I could open up a specialist Twitter client for the visually impaired, or even a mainstream Twitter client such as Tween. I could get into the edit area for composing a tweet, and then I could simply dictate what I wanted to say and then probably press enter or something similar in order to send the tweet. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use Dragon's default mechanism for posting a message to Twitter. I'm going to say post to Twitter, direct Lulu, and then I'm going to dictate what I want to say to her. Post to Twitter, direct Lulu. Are we going out for dinner this evening? Question mark.
Post to Twitter dialogue. Dragon will post the following to Twitter. Edit Alt plus P.
I've now put the microphone to sleep so that I can talk to you. I'm now in an edit box, the purpose of which is to confirm that you do in fact want this to be posted to Twitter. You can proofread the text in the edit box, and that's always a good thing to do just in case that Dragon has made a mistake.
The Lulu Bear, are we going out for dinner this evening?
That sounds pretty good to me. Let's just check the spelling of D. Lulu Bear.
D space L-U-L-U underline B-E-A-R.
That is perfect. And if I were to press enter right now, that would be sent.
Wow, that's seriously awesome. I like that. And if you're in a dictating situation, remembering usernames and spelling usernames is awkward. So having, you know, once you set up your custom words, and as long as you're consistent with the way you set them up and Dragon knows what you're doing, that's just so cool the way you can do mentions and directs like that. It's brilliant, really.
I think particularly on Twitter, it's important, isn't it? Because you've got the at sign, you've got the hash symbol. Some usernames are very long and complicated to remember, yes. Let alone yes. Spell.
I was just thinking, with a hash symbol, if you were following something like one of the popular internet radio shows, say, and you wanted to use a hashtag for that kind of thing.
Oh, it'll be absolutely simple.
Because I mean, it's tiring to have to keep typing hashtag.
Whatever the show name
Whatever the show name is. We all know which one we're thinking of.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And sometimes we forget.
That's right.
So it's a lot easier to say than it is to type.
Most definitely.
It's a cool, cool thing. Now, obviously, a new product takes time to learn. Good tuition is always the thing. What do we have in that department?
Right. Well, we have two things. First of all, we have hotkey help for JDictate. So you can press a keystroke. You're going to get a screen presented in the JAWS virtual viewer. You can learn the keystrokes there. You don't even have to learn them if you don't want to. You can press enter on any one of the keystrokes because they're all hyperlinked, and that will carry out the action for you. The other thing that we have, of course, is our documentation. We have a complete installation guide, so it takes you through how to install JAWS, Dragon, and JDictate. There's also the learning module or the tutorial. It's about 60 pages long, and it takes you through from your first dictation exercise. It covers all of the things that we've been talking about today, including audio transcription, Twitter, all those things. You will get that as well with the JDictate product.
Absolutely wonderful. Before we wrap this up, first of all, Very important. How much does Jadic Take cost?
It's, we hope, very inexpensive. It's £80.
Right.
Okay, so it's quite a low-cost product.
And just to make it clear, it's a Jaws for Windows product. And you need to have Dragon Home or Dragon Premium. It works with either one of those and Jaws 11 up. Is that right?
That's perfect, yes.
Okay. Now, you have done this once, but I think it bears saying again, bearing in mind that Dragon Home is basic dictation. Everything you need to do with dictation, you can do with Dragon Home. Tell us the extras you get for Dragon Premium if you want them.
Yes, okay. So you can pretty much do everything with Dragon Home, including the Twitter and Facebook utilities and custom words that we showed you earlier on.
Yes.
But with Dragon Premium, you do get the ability to use our My Words facility, so you can add lots of words and phrases to the Dragon Dictionary in one go. That's right. Mm-hmm. You also get text commands.
Right. So if you need to add blocks of text, you need Dragon Premium.
Yes. And audio transcription.
Audio transcription. So just think, My Words, words all in one go, audio transcription. If you want those three, then you need Dragon Premium. Everything else you can get from Dragon Home, okay? Well, listen, I'm really, really excited about this. It's such a cool product, and we really hope you're going to like it as much as we do. We like it, we think it's cool, and we like to use it.
We really do, and I think that's important. If you've got developers and companies who actually use the product.
Well, this is it. We use our products. Obviously, we don't use JSay so much because we use keyboards, but we do use JDictate and we do use Leesy and we do use our products. It's not like we just, you know, develop them and don't use them. Well, obviously, for more information about all our products, including JDictate, please do visit our website, which is www.hartgen.org. And thank you so much for listening. We really do hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Laircast. And we'll be back with some more very soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to Laircast, presented by Brian and Lulu Hartgen. Theme music was composed by André Louis, www.andrelouis.com. To find out more about us and our products, please visit www.hartgen.org.